AI Without Guardrails, a commercial offering that removes the friction on purpose. A startup, widely reported in technology media this week, is now selling commercial access to AI models with safety guardrails deliberately stripped out, not weakened, removed. The business model is straightforward and, critics argue, dangerous. Pay for a version of the model that will not refuse anything. The AI safety research community has warned about this class of risk for years, arguing that the concern is not any individual harmful use, but the creation of commercial infrastructure for harm that did not previously exist. A service purpose-built to remove the friction that responsible AI developers deliberately engineered in. The startup appears to have calculated that the legal gray area is wide enough to operate in, at least for now. There are arguments that downstream uses could implicate existing law, the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, facilitating cybercrime statutes. But no comprehensive US AI law clearly addresses this scenario. An EU AI Act enforcement jurisdiction over a US-based startup selling globally is legally complicated. The economics are troubling but comprehensible. Safety guardrails require significant engineering resources, ongoing red teaming, and model fine-tuning. A startup that skips those costs can undercut on price while offering what some customers genuinely want. Montefiore Health System in the Bronx represents a different facet of the deployment debate, not guardrails but substitution. The institution fired additional nurses this week, explicitly attributing the cuts to AI software taking over clinical functions, following an earlier round of cuts at the same institution. The hospital's stated rationale is efficiency. AI handles administrative and monitoring tasks, vital sign trending, documentation, certain intake processes, more reliably freeing remaining staff for direct care. Nursing unions and patient advocates counter that those administrative moments are also relational ones, and that a nurse taking vitals is simultaneously observing, conversing, and picking up on subtle cues that no data field captures. Academic integrity is the third arena of AI deployment pressure this week. A University of Auckland student was penalized for wearing AI-enabled smart glasses during an exam, eyewear capable of querying AI models in real time and returning answers through a subtle visual display. An expert described the situation as checkmate for traditional exam formats. Unlike phones, smart glasses are not visibly out of place, and as hardware shrinks, physical inspection approaches to exam integrity will become untenable. Some educators argue the long-term response is to redesign assessments around synthesis and novel application that AI cannot substitute, a years-long curricular project, not an immediate fix.